Shalom. This is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. We are located in Jerusalem and broadcasting to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 radio around the world. Kosher 101.9 is located in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We ourselves are speaking to you from Jerusalem. Subject today is Isaiah chapter 49. This concerns the lost ten tribes. The lost ten tribes were that portion of the Israelites, the ancient Israelites, the ancient Hebrew peoples who were lost, who lost knowledge of their identity. They lost consciousness of who they were. Originally they comprised the major portion of the Israelite peoples. There were ten tribes out of the 12 tribes. These ten tribes were conquered by the Assyrians and taken away and disappeared as far as contemporary historical records show. We have traced them. We have traced them through the Bible, through rabbinical sources, and also from secular studies of history and linguistics and mythology and related sciences. And we have found them to be amongst a portion of the Western peoples. And this especially concerns the inhabitants of North America today, but it also refers to locations such as New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, and the northern coasts and western areas of Europe. I'm not saying that all the peoples in those areas belong to the Lost Ten Tribes, we're saying that a significant proportion of them do so. You go to Isaiah chapter 49, he starts off, "Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, in the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name." Here is speaking of isles. "And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver hath he hid me. And he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." Now he's here referring to Israel. He's referring to Israel being in the isles, and he is calling Israel his servant, because the Lost Ten Tribes, where they were, had a task in the world to fulfill. There was a reason for them losing their identity, but there was a purpose in them being where they are, and in what happened to them. The Almighty had a role for them to fulfill in history, in human events, and they have, on the whole, fulfilled that role. And in this sense, they were the servant of the Almighty. They are referred to as the servant of God. Now, incidentally, rabbinical sources, as we shall mention, also say that this chapter, on the whole, is referring to the lost tribes of Israel. So we are in good hands. We have a good president. We have a good authority as to what we are speaking of. He says, "And now saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, as we said, to bring Jacob again unto him, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength." In other words, Israel shall be scattered, they shall be spread abroad, and they shall not know who they are, but the Almighty shall speak unto them and has a purpose for them, and in the end times this purpose will be made known, and they will realize who they are said, who they are, and where they came from. He said, "It's a light thing that should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the preserved of Israel. Also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth." We have in another talk, we've spoken about the end of the earth, or the ends of the earth. This is a frequent expression found in connection to the lost tribes of Israel. It's found throughout the Bible in several places. And one of the signs, where the lost ten tribes would be in the end times, is that they would be at the geographical extremities of the earth, taking the land of Israel as being the center. Thus saith the Lord, verse 7, "The Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and rise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord, that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee." Thou saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, in verse 8, a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. He is referring to a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Covenant of the people in Hebrew is Brit Am. Brit Am, that is also the name of our organization, taken from this verse, and also in Isaiah 42, where once more the Brit Am is mentioned, a covenant of the people in connection with the lost tribes of Israel. And this is similar to the name Brit Am, Britain, the Isle of Britain, where the lost tribes were concentrated and where many of them still are to be found. And in the Middle Ages, Britain could also be referred to as Britannia, in other words, Brit Am. And here we have a strong link in Hebrew as to where the lost tribes will be, a strong hint, which is quite impressive. We also find in verse 6, we mentioned to raise up the tribes of Jacob. In other words, everything we have read until now is talking about Israel, is talking about the lost tribes, as we shall see. And we mentioned that to raise up the tribes of Jacob. It might be of a coincidence, but the Union Jack, the symbol of Britain, the flag of Britain is the Union Jack. In other words, the Union means a covenant, a gathering together of Jacob. Jack is short for Jacob. And the word Yankee, used for a nickname for an American, Yankee also comes from a Hebrew pronunciation of Yaakov. Yaakov. Yank is short for Yaakov, is short for Jacob. Yank is another way of saying Jacob. In other words, the Americans are nicknamed after Jacob. And so too, Jock is a common, is a popular nickname for a Scotsman. And so too we find in Scotland many from the lost tribes of Israel. The whole of this chapter refers to the lost tribes of Israel. It's in verse 8, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. This is in verse 9. So, too, here we have an expression of places being settled by prisoners who were freed. The early days of America, many of the early inhabitants, the early colonists of America were in fact prisoners. There were people who were taken there and set free after serving for a period in indenture type of slavery or forced labor. And after that, they would be set free on condition that they not return to the British Isles. And this also was a feature of the settlement of Australia. After the USA was created, after the American Revolution, when they refused to accept the authority of Britain, the British colonized Australia, and they used Australia as one vast jail where people were taken there, people, offenders for all different things, sometimes for paltry things, were stealing a loaf of bread to feed themselves, or poaching, taking animals from the estates of wealthy people. In order to feed themselves, they were sent off to Australia. And in Australia, they served for a time on the estate of a wealthy landowner. At the end of their time, they will be set free, and in some cases, given land of their own to work on. So this freeing of the slaves was an important of the imprisoned people. It was an important aspect of the colonization of North America and of Australia. Says he continues throughout the chapter, and goes on in a similar vein. says, "Two, as we mentioned, the Lost in Tribes would be a Brit arm. A Brit arm, and that is what they did become. And the verse says, "And behold, these shall come from far, and of these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim." In verse 12, it mentions lost tribes. "These shall come from far, and these from the north and from the west, and the north and west from the land of Israel, and also from the land of Sinim." The land of Sinim, in the Latin version of the Latin translation of the Bible, it says Australis, meaning Australia. Australia is a translation of the land of Sinim, and we shall return to this at another time. It's just remember it and take note of it, as if the Australia, the continent of Australia, where a portion of lost tribes are to be found, is expressly mentioned in Isaiah 49. And this is another point that we should take note of, that when we find a proof referring to one people or one location, it stands to reason that the kinfolk of these people, the people they are related to, the people to whom they are associated by family, by ancestry, that these people also have the same antecedents as themselves, that they have the same ancestors as they did, that they too are from the lost tribes of Israel. If we find proof that, for instance, that the majority of the people, present-day inhabitants of Australia and New Zealand, descend from the lost tribes of Israel, it stands to reason that their cousins and their fellow men from the same families in Britain and in North America also belong to the lost tribes of Israel. It's quite simple, it's quite obvious, but it has to be said. Even though it sounds superfluous, these things do have to be said and have to be emphasized, because they help confirm, they help show that the whole body of evidence that we are referring to is one continuum, one complementary whole that must be considered altogether. Everything in its place, everything in its context, and everything in the light of what other evidence exists. And he continues, the whole of chapter 49, in effect, refers to the lost tribes of Israel. It also refers to them returning. And then we get to an important section at the very end, when we come to verse 21. Verse 21, "Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been?" And we see in the context of this chapter, if you look at it carefully, here the people speaking, the people being spoken to are Judah, are the Jews. The Jews, when they see the lost ten tribes returning, they will say, "Who are these? Where are they coming from? How can these be also Israelites? I was alone, I was persecuted, I was oppressed, and these people did not always help me, they were not always sympathetic, and in some cases they may even have been together with those who were oppressing me. And these are coming back, and these are claiming to be the lost children of Israel. These are claiming to be Joseph, the tribes of Joseph, the ten tribes, whose identity was lost to themselves and to others. And they are now coming back, and they are claiming to be Israelites as we are. How can this be?" And this is a natural reaction, and this is also a reaction which we do sometimes find amongst Jews today, when we give them proof as to who the lost ten tribes are. This is what they say, and this is understandable, and this is what the prophet described them as saying in the end times. So it is to be expected. And it's worth knowing that Isaiah spoke of it. And we find one other point is that our reference to these verses, most of these verses in Isaiah 49 as referring to lost in tribes, is confirmed by the sages, by the Talmud, by the scholars in the Talmud and in Midrashim. We find in Numbers Rabbah 1:6, Echa Rabbah, in the Talmud, Yushalmi Talmud, Sanhedrin, chapter 17, and so on, referring to the lost tribes, referring to the northern lost tribes being in, found in three different places, being found in the mountains of darkness, being found beyond the Sambatian River, and being found by the Sambatian River and in the land of the clouds. And we have discussed these sources and what they are referring to. And they are also referring to areas that historically the Lost Ten Tribes were to be found in. For instance, the Sambatian River was a name given to the Don River, where the Siths were located. The Siths later joined together with the Huns, invaded Western Europe, became known as Angles and Saxons and related peoples who settled in Britain. Apart from a portion of them that remained behind and became the Khuzars. And they too, the Khuzars, converted to Judaism and were assimilated on the whole amongst the Jewish people. So we see that the whole of Isaiah is referring to the Lost Ten Tribes, or it is referring to Judah and how Judah will react to the Lost Ten Tribes. This is an important key and is worth considering. And we just touched on a few points, but these points are quite impressive. And I hope you are pleased with what you have heard and that you will look into it further. That this has at least aroused your curiosity that there's something in what we are saying. And it does make sense. And when other evidence is considered alongside it, it will be confirmed. Thank you. This is Yair David signing off from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. We've been speaking on behalf of Kosher Radio 101.9, radio around the world. Thank you.